of your text. Well, as the autumn approaches, apples are coming into season and commercial growers are gearing up for the harvesting. But alongside farmers who grow apples for big brand ciders, there's a resurgence of craft cider among individual enthusiasts and on Irish farms. Food and farming reporter Suzanne Campbell went to visit Mark Jenkinson, one of a new breed of cider makers who is making craft cider from his small holding in Slane in County Meath. You get all the good jobs, says Suzanne.
Good
morning.
I do.
Tell us about the cider here.
Now, here we're looking at, just to explain to people, this is a 750cl bottle. So this is the size of a wine bottle. Mm-hmm. This is one of Mark's ciders. It's called Cockagee cider or Cockagee cider, so you're not to laugh. And that comes from, it's kind of Hiberno-English-Irish, see, you are laughing now, which means goose droppings. So this cider is named after a tree, a variety of apple, which is now extinct, and Mark is still actually looking for this tree. But what he does is he grows his own apples, he buys apples, and through a combination of sort of rare breeds like this named one and other English rare breeds and Irish rare breeds, he's put together this amazing cider. It's won loads of awards, and we're going to taste it, right?
Hold on. We're going to taste
it? We're going to taste it.
Is this legal?
It's a little bit early in the morning.
I've often heard of cider.
Listen to this.
Right.
It has a really nice sound. When I pour it, it's kind of, it's called a champagne cider. And actually, the Cockagee original cider.
It's 9 in the morning. I've heard of cider being good for a hangover.
This will sort you out for the day now, listen.
Okay, well, I don't need it because I was in bed early last night. But anyway, while you're doing that, pouring it out.
Oh, it's lovely.
Craft beer, as we know, thank you very much. Craft beer has had a bit of a resurgence in recent years. What about craft cider? Is it going to go in the same direction?
Absolutely. It's had, you know, when you look at 2010, there was 30 pubs in Ireland which stock craft beer. Now there is 650 as of August this year.
But they feel that they, you know, if you talk to barmen, they feel that they have to.
Absolutely.
Stock them, whether they're selling these craft beers or not. It might bring a few people in, but it's still not passing out the traditional ones. But anyway, maybe that is changing.
It won't, but if you look, just taste this now. It should taste very, very light, like champagne. It's very bubbly. It's very effervescent.
Mm-hmm. It's apple juice, really.
It's apple juice fermented, and this one has an alcohol level of about 5%, I think, which
very
would be
nice.
quite low for some of them. Some of them are up to 8, and they're kind of really strong, you know.
And it's not too tangy or crispy on the
tongue. No, it's not too dry, and it's not too sweet. A lot of the commercial ciders, people won't drink them because they're ridiculously sweet, and it just tastes like drinking sugar. This is more interesting, and you can taste the kind of Irishness in it and the heritage of the different mix of apples. So craft ciders have come forward with that beer movement that we're talking about. Now, at a much slower pace. Every time I open my email every week, I have a new email from a new craft beer house in Ireland. It's extraordinary. The growth is so rapid. The market seems to be there. Some of them are now exporting. You've big brands like Alltech getting into beer. You've very small individuals, just two guys down in West Kerry set up a brewery the other day. So you've stuff happening you know, massively in that sector.
Sure.
Cider would be a little bit behind that. And at the moment, we'd have about 12 craft cider makers in the country, and they would be grouped under Cider Ireland. Now, the difference between a craft cider and a commercial cider is that this, when we look at it, it's made from 100% apple juice. Commercial cider, some of them are said to have as little as 30% apple juice. And the reason they have as little as 30% is because they have to add water to the rest, and they're competing in a beer market. If you're making a commercial cider, you're competing with beer, which is made of 95% water. So you have to keep your prices down. So this is priced differently and it's made differently. So, for example, this bottle, now it is 750cl. It's a good, like, wine bottle size. You get 6 wine glasses out of it. That would be priced at €11.
Okay.
So it is a kind of a different product, and it's a premier product. It's a premium product. Now, Mark up in Slane there, he buys in his apples from growers in Ireland, and there is a big trade in apples. Most of the traditional growing, as you know, is done down near the traditional apple growing orchard areas in Tip, in Kilkenny, Armagh. There's some really interesting craft ciders coming out of there now. And he uses a blend of cider apples and eating types. They mature at different times. We're coming now into the early season. Then there's a mid-season, September, October, and late-season apples are October onwards. So I took a walk through his apple orchards early this week, and he told me about the many varieties of trees that he has.
These ones here are only planted this year. Here on the left are a couple of years, and the ones behind us there are maybe six years or so, I think. There's only a few hundred trees here, but there's about 60 varieties, some English, Irish, French varieties. Cider apples, there's a few cookers, not many, and several eating varieties. And then there's quite a lot that I've collected from its scion wood from local orchards to propagate some old trees from the locality.
So you have Irish apples here and European apples. What makes a good cider apple? Is there a distinct category?
A cider apple that are generally bitter. They're not. Okay. They're not like a cooker, which is sour, or they're not like an eater, which would be maybe sweet and have a little bit of acidity. For a good cider, you need some bitterness and astringency in the apple. So most people would never have tasted a cider apple before, you know.
Because they wouldn't have been sold it or know sold. Where to find it.
No, they're not sold anywhere. Often they've been called spitters in the past because they're quite bitter and drying in the mouth. But they're what you need to make a really good cider, you know, or at least part of the blend.
And is lovely, Suzanne. And now is making cider on farms and in rural Ireland something that was widely practiced?
As you slide under the table. It was. And the funny thing is, I suppose because of famine and land upheavals and everything else, you had certain skills in Ireland that really disappeared and are coming back now and making a resurgence. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's sort of going back to an apple crop that we always would have had, and especially on bigger farms. I asked Mark about this and who would have farmed and produced cider and what happened to that knowledge base.
Small farmers would have made a little bit, maybe an odd barrel or something, but they wouldn't have had the quite expensive equipment that is needed to pulp and press the apples. So cider making is thought now to have been confined, you know, really to the big houses and more wealthy landowners and farmers that could afford the labour or the machinery to make the cider. And they would have made it in hogsheads or barrels, and that would have been sold and bartered and used to pay wages and...
Really, wages and cider?
That's a common thing all over the world.
Wow.
On farms, you know, you could be paid in food or cider or beer or whatever, you know.
When did we stop making cider?
Well, it's hard to say, but really it's probably, we have had such a turbulent history here in Ireland with the famine and centuries of unrest that these trades, if you like, would have been very hard to establish as they were established in France or Germany or the UK. And then in the early 20th century, some of the bigger brands would have taken over any smaller ones that existed around the country.
So in a way, cider making now is going back to a past that we already had with a vibrant cider culture.
Yes, exactly the same as the craft beer scene is right now. 100 years ago, I think there was well over 150 independent breweries in Ireland, and we're just going back to that now, you know, back to something that we lost.
Can anybody make cider?
You can. And I asked Mark this and he said, you know, if you've two trees out the back and you've windfalls, you want to get rid of them or do something with them and have a bit of fun, you can certainly make it. There's plenty of YouTube videos, there's resources. Now, he makes a kieved cider, which is a particular way of taking impurities out. And that's why that looks so clear and so champagne-like and it's effervescent. If you make your own cider, it's likely to be murky, number one. Very tart in the mouth, and you'll probably go, oh, holy God, never again. But if you take time and you sort of learn about the craft, and this is why I think all cider makers are slightly mad, because they spend years tasting and learning and kind of configurating their apple crop and, you know, meddling about with it to get this, which is an award-winning cider.
All right, leave that bottle there. Thank you very much indeed, Suzanne. We'll put more details up on our website of that cider and all about it. Suzanne Campbell, thank you very much for joining us in studio.